Roger.
KB2HXS, listening.
W, mobile.
W, that's all I caught. KB2HXS, Dave here.
Dave here also. It's K4DJW, over.
KJW is your three letters of your name? Very good, Dave. Good morning. I just got done with a service call. I got some heat back running for these folks. They are happy.
Heat. It's nice to have air conditioning.
I work on both. Yeah, this one was as a 4-year-old ream, and the control board and the furnace went out, putting out all kinds of fault codes and stuff. So got them all fixed up.
Just got on the highway 74 west here, headed back towards New Bern, North Carolina.
Okay. I'm down here, I'm close to Simpsonville somewhere.
Over this area, I just came up here to, my cousin lives in, Piscar Forest near Brevard. I was visiting him, and, I'm on the way back home now. I understand this repeater is in, South Carolina.
I'm kind of new to the area. It's in the Greenville area. Not exactly sure where it is, but it's got one heck of a footprint. You got it, KB2HXS.
This repeater is located on Caesar's Head up on the WIFF TV tower. So it's pretty high up. I don't know if it's 3,500 or not. I know it's at least 2,500 feet up, but it's about 2 miles from the North Carolina border.
Highway 74 now, headed back home, and I used this repeater last time I was up there, and it was quite a coincidence because this frequency set is the same as my club's repeater in Pollocksville, North Carolina.
Interference sometimes from other stations. They don't have a tone set up on this one, but they don't. Every once in a while, if the propagation is good, you can hear another repeater come in. That may be that. I don't know how far away that is. I'm not exactly sure where Pollocksville is, although I've been all over the state almost, but I don't remember exactly where it's located.
For New Bern, it's a 6-hour ride from here. I'm headed back that way now. But our repeater is only 100 foot up, so you're probably not getting interference from our repeater. Although sometimes, you know, you get that atmospheric conditions, the tropospheric scatter, and I guess it could be from ours.
Remember the propagation on two was really, it was about the best it's been in a long time. There were a lot of openings to the west and south from New York State. You could hear some stuff. FM usage, that's better for sideband, I guess. But you'll hear a repeater pop in every once in a while, especially in the morning when the ducting is, when the air's changing. Of course, when it gets cold, it doesn't do that. It's usually September when that usually happens. You'll hear it every once in a while. But anyway, I just wanted to interject that. You guys have carry on your conversation. I hope both of you have a good day. M4DJC.
And then K4DJW.
I didn't know. Now I know what the repeater is. I appreciate that. You?
I enjoy amateur radio as a hobby. I mean, just like now, I got a 6-hour trek here, and it's nice to be able to get on the radio and talk to somebody.
I've been hamming it up for quite a number of years myself. I got my ham radio license back in, 89, I think, 88, 89. I can't remember the original the original date of my license.
Code test then, and I got my general. I got up to 13 words a minute code, and then they dropped the code requirement, so I went ahead and got my extra. But I still do code. In fact, I'm getting back into it, trying to get my speed back up.
Old days. I've got my general ticket also. In fact, back in the day when I was driving truck, I was a mover for Allied Van Lines, and I was an owner-operator, so I had a radio back then, which I still have, an ICOM 706 Mark II G I had mounted in my truck. along with the screwdriver antenna, which I still have. And I tell you what, I made some good contacts on the road, just putzing around and driving and listening and sitting at the truck stops and, you know, just having a good old time.
That's what I'm talking on right now, 706 Mark 2G. I don't have a screwdriver. I got those, I like using those ham stick antennas. They work good. It's not as convenient as a screwdriver, but they still work good.
I don't have the room to put a screwdriver on. I actually made a mount for my, I drive a Dodge Durango, and actually made a receiver hitch mount for it, and it works quite well, actually. When the missus and I, when we moved up here a couple of months ago, I had the screwdriver antenna in the back of the vehicle and listened everywhere. I tell you, it works really good. Unfortunately, the 706 needs some work, and I'm waiting for a fella up in North Carolina to let me know when to bring it to him. But I also have an IC7000, which is, I guess, the next generation from the 706, which I'm going to set up at the house as soon as I get an antenna up.
I bought out some estate sales. I actually had four 706s. Two of them went bad. They all seem to get the common problem that they'll shut off by themselves after a while. And they said it's just a bad component on the circuit card. Well, I took it apart and looked at it, couldn't find it, so I sold them at a ham auction. You know, I told the people that they weren't right, and one guy thought he could fix them, so I got rid of them.
Little issue on receive. She's a little deaf from time to time. The noise floor will come up real loud, get a lot of white noise, and then it'll go down, and then it's just not... It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing for some reason.
Well, the bulletproof radio's been dependable. I just, you know, I called ICOM and they didn't support them anymore. And I thought, well, do I want to dump a bunch of money in this radio that's, you know, 20 years old? So I decided to go ahead and get rid of it.
Up in North Carolina, up in the Asheville area, I think he's in South Asheville, apparently he was an engineer technician for ICOM or something, and he's really, really good with radios. He came recommended from a couple of gentlemen in this area, and I searched him out, and I dropped him an email. So he's, as soon as he gets a little opening, I'm going to bring my radio to him up there and let him just run through it and let him do what it has to do and make it right. Those radios are bulletproof. It's a great radio. I don't want to give it up.
That does that with Heathkit stuff too. I think he used to work for Heathkit, and he now repairs radios. Although he has long lead time, a friend of mine said it takes him 3 months to fix a radio. But you know, if they get it done and get it done right, then it's worth the wait.
Absolutely, that's exactly my thoughts. My radio will transmit fine. It puts out full power. I had it on a power meter, so it puts out. People can hear me fine. You know, let him fix it. If he needs a couple of weeks or a month or two with it, let him, because I've got other radios to use, you know. It's not my only radio. I just want it back. I want it in working condition.
I got to hop off of here. I'm getting into some traffic. Enjoy talking to you. Appreciate you coming back to me. K4DJW.
Absolutely. Have a good ride home. N4DJW KB2H XS. Be listening out. Got about 20 minutes to go.